Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a brutal burial of Ronda Rousey.
Drew McIntyre's at it again with CM Punk.
Got an update on Kenny Omega after he got his ass kicked on last night's Dynamite.
And Taz needs multiple surgeries. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, really weird news day.
Yeah.
We didn't want to step on too many reviewers' toes, so we're not going to talk too much about the Kenny Omega stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Miller will be here with Ups and Downs, and the boys on the biggest podcast in the world will be here a bit later on as well over on the podcast channel. But we're going to kick this one off by talking about Ronda Rousey.
Oh, joy.
She just got destroyed by Jimmy Smith, who is, of course, the former Raw announcer.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a bit better known for his work in MMA.
Yeah.
Known generally as quite a professional, polite guy, right?
Nice dude from what I've heard.
Yeah, he doesn't really blast on people. He doesn't really fire off.
Meanwhile.
He's gone in on Ronda Rousey. I'll just read some select quotes from this passage. Here we go, Jimmy Smith. I've never been a religious person. One of the things I've always said about God, he gets all the credit and none of the blame. That's what Ronda Rousey wants. All the credit, none of the blame. I want credit for my wins, my losses. I had CTE. I had this, I had that. I'm the greatest to ever do it. But when it didn't work, it was so-and-so and never me. She never gives credit to the people who actually beat her. She goes on a little bit. I'm just going to pick bits and pieces here, right?
It's a brilliant takedown, this.
Otherwise, we'll be here all morning. But he said, Jimmy said, I can't speak. Let me let you in on something, Ronda, if you're listening. The people behind the scenes, camera people, audio people, the people you can push around and bully and talk down to, can't stand your effing ass. Everybody behind the scenes that had to put a mic on Ronda Rousey said they couldn't stand her. I said, why? They said she was a B-I-T-C-H to us from the moment she sat down to the moment she got up. Like, it's our fault that she has to do this interview to hype something up for her next fight. Here's a quote from Jimmy Smith. She's miserable, she's mean to us, and we can't stand her. They were cheering when she got knocked out by Holly Holm and Amanda Nunes, mm-hmm. Right? There's a few more stuff. Like, people that Jimmy has spoken to calling Ronda miserable and stuff like that. He's got some more accounts here. They all said, she's an insufferable monster to us. That's strong. How you treat those people is who you are. That, to me, reveals what kind of person you are. She didn't have one defender. She didn't have one person who was like, she was all right. Everyone was like, she was horrible. We were thrilled when she got crushed. So, I've never met Ronda Rousey. No. I've no idea what she's really like. She has a bunch of opinions I don't agree with,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, that are maybe indicative of certain personality traits. Shouldn't take a lot of work to figure out what those are. I do appreciate her frankness when speaking about her WWE experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Drew Gulak stuff, obviously, is particularly horrendous. And if that behavior is present, that's unacceptable. That's criminal, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between, all right, so the average, like, just blasting someone, right? Going, I think this, I think that, she's this, she's that, she's the next thing. Like, one person saying that from their POV. Jimmy Smith isn't really doing that. He's kind of jumped on the podcast here. And sorry, I forgot to give credit. Unlocking the Cage.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Unlocking the Cage. He's not just sitting there going, I think this and blah, blah, blah. She's this, that. He's going, this person said this, this person said this. These people said that. Here's what other people think. So he's kind of relaying these takes from other folk. So I do think there is a bit of a difference there. But Jeezy peeps, this is a strong, strong takedown of a person.
Yeah, but it is indicative of things that I've heard in the past. He's absolutely spot on with her thing about her losses. Like, we look at her in the aftermath of the Holly Holm fight and the Amanda Nunes fight, where she got completely outclassed. Like, the MMA game moved past her, she didn't realise, and she refused to accept that Holly Holm and Amanda Nunes were just far better than there was just excuse after excuse after excuse. She never put them over, and that's why she disappeared from the sport. She came to WWE. Of course, she got this amazing reception. I was ecstatic when she popped up in that Royal Rumble. I thought her debut and her debut year, really, in WWE was sensational. Mm-hmm. And then it all kind of went off the rails a little bit. When she returned, it just wasn't the same, let's be honest. And yeah, I don't know whether he got a truer representation of Ronda in her later times in WWE. There was that bit where Adam Pearce did that shoot promo on her in the middle of the ring where he's like, I'm bloody fed up of you, basically. But yeah, all reports seem to suggest, as you say, Drew Gulak stuff notwithstanding.
Yes, of course.
She's not a good person.
Yeah. And you can certainly deduce?
Yeah.
I don't know the word, that from some of the more conspiratorial garbage that has come out of her mouth over the years. Humans are complicated, and it's understandable to me that Jimmy would come on and relay these bad experiences that other people have had. Like, I'm not terribly familiar with Jimmy Smith, like, outside of wrestling, mm-hmm. I'll fully admit, because he wasn't, like... Like, my MMA fandom went years ago. Mm-hmm. But I saw loads of people go, if Jimmy Smith is saying this, right? So it's a difficult
thing. He seems
like
a good dude. I was kind of disappointed with what they did with him in WWE. I thought he could have done so much more, but he was very amicable about the whole thing. I think if someone like... It's a bit like if someone like Simon Miller says something like that about you. I feel like, yeah, he's a good barometer of testing whether someone's bad or good. If Jimmy Smith's saying that, it's not a good sign for Ronda.
Is she a transphobe as well? Like, just lots of ghastly stuff going around. So, you can obviously take these accounts for what they are, mm-hmm. But they probably have a fair bit of weight to them, for sure. And look, when I say earlier human beings are complicated... I mean, that it is good that she is shining light on... It's obviously awful that the Drew Gulak thing has happened.
That's
completely unacceptable behaviour. It's good that she's around and kind of going like, this thing in WWE was really bad and should change, right? Not that she's had the experiences. It's good that she's able to use her platform to enlighten them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, not so good.
Yes.
Not so good.
Speaking of shooting on people... Drew McIntyre's at it again.
Oh, gosh.
He was on the Pat McAfee show just recently. And, obviously he's been having this war of words with CM Punk. They've got a great history together. He took credit for Punk's injury following the Royal Rumble. And then Punk effectively cost him the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania in one of the best moments of that entire weekend, in our opinion. He's turned his attention to Punk again with this. He said, I'll tear you apart on social media. I'll step from behind the keyboard and I'll tear you apart physically. Now, if I wasn't married, I'd take your girl too. That's the kind of troll I am. I love this version of Drew McIntyre.
He then posted and deleted another tweet going, I there's a line. I don't like Punk, but I wouldn't do that. I think he posted that to soften it and then went, no, I'm a hater. I'm keeping that up.
You know, this I get, you know, he's doing a great job. But you shouldn't take this all at, face value, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
When they fight, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, it's the WWE feud of the year for me. And think of the grand that covers with some of the stuff that happened at Mania. I love it. I think it's great. Drew's found his voice as just a talking genius.
Yeah.
Punk is obviously one of the all-time great talkers. I understand people...
Alluded to the pipe bomb on Raw, of course.
He never does that.
Yes.
He never does that.
The best.
But the story so far has been that Drew just keeps getting shafted over by him. You know, the world title, the contendership match. This week, Cat and Mouse couldn't get a hold of him. All that stuff. So I really hope that the next development is Drew just destroying CM Punk in some way. I know that there are people out there who just fundamentally will never enjoy anything CM Punk does. regardless of its merit and all that stuff. And it's like, it's fine. You're entitled to like your preferences and your biases and your tastes. Like, everyone is biased. Let's stop pretending otherwise. But for me, like, this is exactly what I love. And it's really cool to see this happening in WWE, where it kind of breaks the veneer, breaks the shiny gloss a little bit.
Yeah, obviously big things are changing within WWE. There's effing and jeffing all over the place. Blood is more prevalent, far more prevalent than it has been for the last decade or so. And yeah, this is one of those things where it's spilling over into social media, but they used to sometimes do this and WWE would never make reference to it.
Yeah.
People are trying to work more angles on social media and WWE were like, that doesn't really fit our narrative. This feels like it's coming. It's a collaborative process and I show up and take my money when they have a match, basically.
Yeah, I can't wait. I really can't wait. If I have one like minor complaint, maybe it's more than minor, actually, because I feel like they've blown the storyline of the summer. Why have we announced Drew's contract extension?
Yeah, that is weird.
That's a weird one.
They could have had the summer of Drew, I agree.
And it would have been so perfect, but you can't really do that now because everyone and their grandmother knows that he's re-signed, unless The Rock went rogue.
Yeah.
which given some PR blasts that have come out about him this week, maybe. But look, The Rock can pee in as many bottles as he wants. He's The Rock.
I forgot about that story when we were talking about that yesterday. Do you remember when he like said, I ripped off my garden gate or something, or I'd climbed over it to try and get to filming on time? Final Boss is a different person if those reports are correct. bollocks to you.
He's a rascal.
I don't care. Dwayne's the best.
He said F-U-C-K on Raw, man. He can do
and we were there and I was like, he's calling us Trailer Park Trash, Andy.
Yeah, hi, it's me. I'm Trailer Park Trash. We don't even have trailer parks over here, really. We have you go
allotments, basically.
Yeah, you go to a trailer park in the UK, it's a vacation.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nice trip.
Thank you very much, Dwayne.
Yeah, caravan site, they're called over here.
Oh.
Show respect. The one in my village gets flooded, like, every year. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
What a holiday.
People put their fixed caravans in, these lovely, like, fixed caravans that you could realistically live in quite well. And then every year it just floods.
A holiday and a free swimming pool. Jackpot.
Yeah, it's rough. Shouts to Ballater, home of kings. Literally home of kings.
Indeed.
In some ways.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
All right, let's talk about Kenny Omega.
Oh, boy.
You want to get some thoughts on the angle and all that stuff? Simon Miller, The Voice Podcast, Ups and Downs. You know what to do. We're just going to talk about his status. He got physical last night. He took some shots to da guts after saying that he almost died because of this diverticulitis. It sounds horrible. He did a snapdragon, which looked really good. But he got physical. He got the crap kicked out of him. He got ambulanced. He got stretchered on Rampage.
He got pushed off a stretcher on Rampage.
Kojima, Lariat. But if you want a little update on him, he's not cleared. Or sorry, he is not expected to return to in-ring competition anytime soon. Or at least not imminently. According to Fightful Select, he still has a little bit to go before he's fully recovered from this horrible diverticulitis. He's going to be on the show. Well, this was issued before last night's show, so obviously he did appear on the show. The indications were before the show that he was going to see what was going on with the Elite and address those actions with Tony Khan and all that stuff. He obviously did that and a whole lot more. But it doesn't look like he's going to be wrestling anytime soon. To me, that only builds the anticipation, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, matches aside, this is the most I've been interested in AEW in quite a long time, if I'm perfectly honest.
It was the Jericho match that did it for you. Mixed opinions on that.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting to see how people fall on that one going forward, because I was quite entertained by a man with a beard on his head slowly walking towards Chris Jericho the subsequent Spider-Man memes.
It was like Chris Jericho was looking in the mirror, wasn't it?
That's also when he posted the picture of like Taker and fake Taker and Kane and fake Kane and then Jericho and a man with a beard on his head, which was very entertaining. But I'm really intrigued by this The Elite basically take over Dynamite storyline. I'm sure the Dudleys will have differing opinions on that on the podcast a little bit later on today. What a Cool Dressing podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Most importantly, I just hope Kenny Omega's all right. All I know about diverticulitis is, well, specifically when Brock Lesnar have it, regardless of your opinions on Brock, he had like a third of his colon removed. So it's a terrifying thing from what I can tell. And I don't think Kenny Omega was working when he said he was 24 hours away from death, according to doctors. How on earth he comes back from this, like you say, he was told by doctors, if you get hit in the stomach, you might just die. Which is more probably storyline than the initial diagnosis of all this. But nevertheless, the inmates are running the asylum on AEW, basically.
And if you like authority figures, I guess it's... Well, you can like what you like and dislike what you... You're free to do that. One thing about diverticulitis, I always just remember, like, all I know about this is the Alistair Overeem Brock Lesnar fight. When Alistair, who's obviously a K-1 kickboxing champion and, hits very hard.
And was Uberim at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Eating that horse meat or whatever he said he was doing.
Yep.
Kicked him in the gut and Brock crumpled like a Jenga tower.
That's the first thing he did, basically.
Yeah, it was just like...
It's good to fight you. Bang!
All right, mate, bop. Like, down you go. It's brutal stuff by all accounts, so... I hope Kenny's doing okay.
But he got a lovely reception as well in Winnipeg, of course, and we hope to see him back in the ring very soon.
It's nice to see that bloody crowd wake up for something. They were quiet.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? This is like, unless maybe they were just mic'd poorly, like, you never know.
Sound problems in AEW, you sure about that?
You never know. But hey, look, they're doing Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Copeland, probably. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
They're doing Brody King and Copeland next week. That's going to be good.
Let me tighten it up a little bit, but still.
Good times.
Sticking with AEW, bloody hell, Taz gave us a little bit of a health update on social media, and Jesus, get well soon, mate. He tweeted, I went to a highly acclaimed orthopedic surgeon yesterday to discuss my knee. He obviously had knee problems, he got shoved over by Jericho, they sort of talked about that when that happened. It's been brutal for a couple of years, so he did some testing and some x-rays on me. So... both of my shoulders and knees need to be replaced. Four joints. All right, RVD. I'm not doing this right now. I shouldn't make light of this. Genuinely, we hope you're all right, Taz. I'm not doing this right now. I'm going to keep trying regenerative procedures and try to suck it up dealing with the pain. This is not from bumps, he said. It's from training too heavy like a caveman trying to be big. I'm posting this for today's wrestlers. Please be smarter. Times have changed for the better. I completely agree with him on that one. I saw some lovely people trying to get him to do like DDP stuff because obviously DDP's just been amazing with such a variety of different people and their ailments. But bloody hell, both shoulders and both knees replaced.
Sounds like something out of a horror movie, doesn't it? Like Jax from Mortal Kombat getting the metal arms put in. Like, what on earth? Like, I read this and thought like someone had just like posted some overreacting stuff. Like made it up almost. But no, the poor guy, man. Like this sounds horrible. I think like a single knee replacement is bad enough. Yeah. So it sounds like he's going to be using, what did he say, regenerative...
procedures.
Procedures, yeah. And just try and live with the pain for a bit. I hope that works for him, and then yes. He doesn't have to have the chaotic mental surgery or whatever.
He wouldn't be able to move, surely. Shoulders Boxed and then him. Knees.
Yeah, it's like, well, like...
Wheel him in for dynamite each week.
The knee stuff is tricky. Like, my dad had a knee replacement. Uh-huh. It's a much different situation. He was just a dude, right? He wasn't a wrestler or a weightlifter. But he had a knee replacement, and he was back on his feet in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Hobbling, stiff, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, not the full range of motion.
But and presumably that's because you could put your weight on the other leg.
Primarily, I was going to say, he didn't have the both done.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you'd have them staggered.
I was going to say, do you have them done at the same time or just...
Yeah, and obviously it's a bit different because he was in his 60s and Taz is now that age. Yeah, everything is wildly different, but, you know, you can live a pretty mobile, good life after that for a while. Shoulders sounds insane. Mm. So best wishes. I love Taz. I've been a big fan of Taz since the mid-90s. I loved it when he marched into WWE and dropped Kurt Angle in his head and choked him out.
Too popular almost.
Yeah, I wish he had a better run there. It's not his fault, obviously. It's injuries and booking. But yeah, best wishes to Taz. He's just a delight on commentary.
Yeah.
He's a delight on Twitter when he's just jamming in
Even
his
like card. AEW haters I've not heard say bad words about Taz.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if your personality is hating things and you still like this guy, I think that says quite
a bit. If you don't like Taz, chances are I don't care for you as a person.
There you go.
Get well soon, Taz, and Kenny Omega.
Yeah. Everyone who's ill, get well soon.
Exactly. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE on X. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Andrew Richardson, off the back of last night's Dynamite. Andrew
Rich.
Morning, gents. Hope you had a good couple of days before the long weekend in the UK. Yeah, we've got a three-day weekend coming up.
Some of you do. It's not how I live, unfortunately. But
I'm a child, so weekends mean nothing to me anymore. Why does AEW not just have a three-hour Dynamite on the weeks when they are back-to-back with Rampage? Surely that'll draw more and highlight stories more.
Is it going to make much of a difference? I don't think it would. I think you're just changing the name of the show. Mm. And, like, I don't think that making the third hour, calling it Dynamite, is going to make them put more effort in than just calling it Rampage. I think that they would just mail in the same third hour as they did. Well, that's not fair. The Willow match was really great.
Yeah, saw that table bump. Jesus.
Kyle and Rocky, like, it was a really good show, actually. Why have I said mail it in? Personally, I don't think it would make a difference if they're going back to back.
I also think we're treading into dangerous territory of why not just have a three-hour Dynamite? Yeah. And as wrestling fans, I love wrestling. I get more than my fill weekly.
I would like, I was thinking this yesterday. I don't know who they would hire because everyone assigned everyone.
Yes.
But I would like a promotion that holds the shows in a TV studio. So like Center Stage Atlanta. Like it's not a TV studio properly, but whatever.
Like NWA Power.
Yeah, old school vibes. Yeah. Jim Crockett vibes. They have one show a week. It's 1 hour long. The matches are either squashes or 5 minutes long and they have one 10-minute main event. And they have loads of good promos, cool promos and angles. I would love a company that does that and doesn't give me anything more than 1 hour a week and a pay-per-view every 3 months. I would like a restrained promotion.
I like that.
In my life. I am a little overwhelmed by the content in North American wrestling at the moment. I would like to scale it back a bit, but that's not how the game works.
And you know who'd be your champion on that show, of course.
Ah!
I've got my pick. I don't need to pick one. I already know who my champion would be.
Is it Turbo Floyd from the Outrunners?
Oh, he's fighting for the world title in the main event.
He rules. Brock Anderson.
Okay.
All right. He's a free agent.
Yeah. It would be the Beast Mortos because he's the best wrestler in the world. I love him after that match with Phoenix on Collision.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't want a three-hour Dynamite ever. So
keep it at two. Two's fine.
Exactly. If you're an AEW hardcore, it's suddenly changing from Dynamite around the ring to Rampage or just the thing in the corner saying it. It doesn't matter. And I think the casual fans are what they are. And that's a load of bollocks anyway.
They're mythical.
Indeed. Right. Mark Hutchinson says, so Logan Paul surely doesn't draw viewer numbers, but supplies good sponsorship. Is it time to get rid of him? I mean, they just got $5 billion from Netflix. Give the US title to Dom. That'd be just as insufferable.
They should get rid of Logan Paul, right?
Wow.
It's not for the reasons that have been outlined here. Okay. It's not because of ratings or business or drawing or whatever. It's because he's a cunt. That's why they should get rid of Logan.
See, this is why you watch this news, because you get balance. Andy's given that side of things. I have never disagreed with a question more than this one right here. Logan Paul's the best. He genuinely is a brilliant wrestler. I think we'd agree on
he's
that one.
He's really good.
He's better than Dominic Mysterio.
He's really good.
And I tell you what, I'll give you one thing. First of all, WWE are never going to want to, and all wrestling companies are never going to say no to money. Yes. So that's that. Second of all, maybe you've got one thing right. They should take the US title off Logan Paul. You know, he's a busy guy. He's a very popular guy. Prime's delicious. Give it to your children. take the US title off him. Fair enough. Because I want to give him the world title. Other than Sami Zayn, he's my pick for Money in the Bank this year.
I mean, that would be fun. That would be fun.
Imagine that twat walking around with a Prime Money in the Bank briefcase. And he opens the briefcase. You're like, he's going to cash in?
I'll make it clear, because some people will choose to be weird. I don't want him to be fired.
No.
It's all jokes. I think he's very good for WWE in terms of promotion. I think he's a real asshole heel. And he's good at his job.
Who would be more unbearable as tag team champions? A-Tay and Dan Ander, or Logan Paul and I Show Speed?
Oh my God!
They're going to be champs on each brand. Oh my God!
Ah, gee whiz.
Being off Awesome Truth.
Gee whiz, that is a horrific combo.
Yeah, we'll make a trios title and bring in Jake Paul, who's a proper.
Yeah.
If you get to say it, I can say it once.
Everyone gets a on a Wednesday. It's Thursday, actually. Sorry, Ben Roy. We've messed up.
Which one do you think is more insufferable?
Logan Paul and I Show Speed, because they've both been involved in high-profile scams.
Good point.
So, as a shoot, Logan Paul and Grace... Austin...
Oh, hang on, wait a second. Have you read a new team?
No, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller are just 6 out of 10 wrestlers, and I can't be that upset about them.
I would like to see them doing a shoey of Prime, though, having said all that.
That'd be quite good. Quite good.
Final question today comes from Richard. Richard, thank you for your question. Morning, fellas. Should WWE go back to the way they used to do the draft years ago, where they had a match with a wrestler from each brand, and the winner's brand got to steal a wrestler or faction from the other one? That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably a way of making it more interesting. I think anything would be more interesting than the current format. My ultimate suggestion is to just scrap it and just do the odd trade here and there.
I really like that suggestion.
It's good.
One thing I really do miss about the draft is the wow! Oh my God, Matt Hardy's gone to ACW.
You're telling me you don't enjoy Bubba Ray Dudley coming?
3, 2, 1. Why do you do the countdown? You never did the countdown back in the day.
What did he say?
I can just get when you're about to say, what's he going to... Oh, go to the tables, yeah.
What's this line before he took the thing out? Like, who wants to have a good time with the Dudley boys tonight? It's like, dude, you're going to be on my screen for 10 seconds. I like the Dudley boys.
Yeah.
I'm just taking the piss.
One of the first live shows I ever went to, I got to see the Dudley boys. I was so happy. I got to see them 3D someone through a table. You don't need to do the countdown bit.
It rocks. They rock.
It's like you're at some fucking indie show.
Yeah.
Just Devon, get the tables.
Although some effing indie show, 9 times out of 10, is going to be better than these draft episodes of Raw and SmackDown were. It's just really bad programming. Really bad programming. I wish they would scrap it.
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts.
I'm in a miserable ass mood today.
It's fine.
Mention something I like. There isn't anything.
Do you like?
Scotland, there you go.
There you go.
Och.
I'll buy you a haggis at lunch.
They do serve it at Wetherspoons.
Do they?
Do they serve it up here, actually?
Unfortunately, Netherspoons as well. So.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I'll buy you an iron brew. Delicious. There we go. Let us know your thoughts on that and everything we've discussed in the comments section below. Like, share, subscribe. And while you're at it, vote if you're in this country. And check out this video as well.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.